This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A shadow government in Myanmar said Saturday it is seeking to reverse the February 1st coup that has joined forces with a rebel group to demolish, or quote, demolish junta rule. Myanmar has been in turmoil since the military overthrew Aung San Suu Kyi and her government and launched a brutal crackdown. A group of ousted lawmakers later set up a shadow national unity government seeking to bring anti-coup dissidents together with Myanmar's many ethnic rebel fighters to form a federal army to challenge the junta. The unity government said in a statement Saturday the rebel Chin National Front signed an agreement to, quote, demolish the dictatorship and to implement a federal democratic system in Myanmar. In recent years, its fighters have dwindled, so experts say it's more of a symbolic move, but does align the unity government with well-respected peace negotiators who represent the country's mainly Christian Chin minority. Several of Myanmar's rebel armed groups have condemned the military coup and the use of violence against unarmed civilians. The Democratic Republic of Congo's government said Saturday the eruption of a second volcano it had announced hours earlier was a false alarm, the scare coming a week after Mount Nyiragongo roared back to life, causing devastation and sparking a mass exodus. The eastern city of Goma has lived in fear since Nyiragongo's eruption, with rolling aftershocks and the evacuation of around 400,000 residents, turning attention towards a looming humanitarian crisis. The government had said a different volcano had a low-intensity eruption on Saturday morning, sending lava flowing into an uninhabited area. However, the communications ministry then issued another statement saying, false alarm. This is VOA News. A coronavirus surge sweeping through Thailand's prisons has thrown the spotlight on the kingdom's overcrowded penal system, where some inmates say they have less space to sleep than the inside of a coffin. Authorities claim as of Saturday, almost 25,000 people have tested positive inside jails, where inmates have been encouraged to keep wearing their masks even while they sleep. Officials have floated plans to give early releases to prisoners with underlying medical conditions and have announced funding for more testing and medical care in recent days. But former inmates say those behind bars have been kept in the dark about the seriousness of the outbreak. Infections in Thai prisons have skyrocketed from just 10 publicly announced cases a month ago to nearly 25,000 on Saturday. France will work alongside African nations to vaccinate 40% of the continent's population by the end of this year, French President Emmanuel Macron said on Saturday during an official visit in Pretoria. He says as long as everywhere isn't vaccinated, everyone is exposed to a risk because that means that the epidemic could continue to spread. Macron gave a speech to a French community in South Africa on the last day of an official trip. He said Friday France would invest in boosting the production of COVID-19 vaccines in Africa to help close a gap in the availability of the shots between African and Western nations. France plans to deliver 30 million COVID-19 vaccine doses to Africa by year end, part of a total of more than 100 million doses that the European Union plans to deliver to Africa this year. The Indian Premier League will be finished in the United Arab Emirates in September and October, India's National Cricket Board said Saturday after the world's richest cricket tournament was suspended as a new coronavirus wave hit the country. The board also says it will ask the global governing body for more time to decide on whether the already delayed 2020 World Cup should be held in India this October and November. The Indian Premier League tournament was half finished when it was halted on May 4th after several players and team officials caught coronavirus despite being in secure bubbles. About 160,000 people have died in India since April 1st in a devastating wave that has seen hospitals overwhelmed. There are fears that the country could be hit by another surge later this year, but India's cricket board says it was moving the remaining matches to the UAE because of the monsoon season and did not mention the pandemic. The World Cup is due to be held in India beginning October, but it is also at risk from the pandemic threat. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.